1 Timothy chapter 4. Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will apostatize from the faith and give heed to misleading spirits and teachings of demons, with the hypocrisy of liars, whose own consciences have been seared, forbidding to marry, ordering to abstain from foodstuffs which God created to be partaken of with thanks by those who are faithful and have acknowledged the truth. For every creature of God is good, and it is by no means to be rejected, if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified through the word of God and entreaty. If you propose these things to the brothers, you will be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished by the words of the faith and of good doctrine which you have followed closely. But reject profane and old wives' tales, and exercise yourself rather to godliness. For physical exercise is beneficial in a minor matter, but godliness is beneficial in all respects, having the promise of present and future life. The saying is faithful and worthy of all acceptance, for we also toil for this and are reproached, because we have put hope in the living God, who is the Saviour of all men, especially believers. Command these things and teach them. Let no one despise your youth, but become a model for believers in word, in behaviour, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Until I come, pay attention to reading, to encouragement, to teaching. Do not neglect the gracious gift in you, which was given to you through prophecy with laying on of hands of the council of elders. Concern yourself with these things, be immersed in these things, so that your progress may be evident among all. Attend to yourself and the teaching. Continue with them, for in doing this you will save both yourself and those who hear you.